CPS report.
The CV report.
Give us one word to describe what you're going through right now.
Sucky.
Yeah. I know it's just a Nissan Frontier, but in my mind, this thing's an M1 Abrams tank.
Honey, take the wheel. I'm going to stick my head out of the sunroof.
Look, any self-respecting veteran should grow a beard and have a belly.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard all day.
Like, if we're going to start getting angry now, it's a little late.
Is live in D.C. with the update on all of this. Good morning. Maybe. I guess not.
The CV Report.
Welcome to the CV Report. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs.
All right, our next segment on the podcast, I'm excited about. It's a roundtable. It's a discussion of, well, I don't know, veteran-related things, strange things, things from outer space. I don't even know what to call this, but joining me now is host of the CBS Eye on Veterans program and my colleague from down the hall, Mr. Eric Dane.
Phil, this is your show. You should have a better grasp of what this segment actually is, I feel, but glad to be here regardless.
And as always, news we can use coming from our Capitol Hill desk with Abby Bennett. Abby, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, now I've gathered us together because this story is something that I think we can all relate to, but I needed to have a male opinion and a female opinion because it's about relationships. Or is it? All right, we'll read the lead here. A NASA astronaut is being accused of what may be the first crime committed in space. Recently, Army Lieutenant Colonel Anne McClain, a decorated astronaut and engineer, is accused of improperly accessing her estranged wife's bank account from the International Space Station earlier this year, as first reported by the New York Times. Summer Warden is a former Air Force intelligence officer. She noticed that McClain had information about her spending and used her intelligence background to check the security of her account. Her bank showed a NASA computer had accessed it. So Warden made a complaint against McClain with the Federal Trade Commission of identity theft. So that's where we are.
It took her intelligence background to figure out that someone, yeah, my intelligence background allowed me to log into my bank account too and ask my bank, hey, who accessed this? Her intelligence background had nothing to do with that. Her intelligence background should have led to that not happening. How about that?
Well, change your passwords after you break up, or maybe don't give your bank account passwords to anyone.
I'm happily married. My wife doesn't have my bank account login information. Because I'm not a crazy person.
Well, okay, so now
more importantly, I don't have hers, and she has a lot more money than I do, so.
Now, you guys have brought up the first two things I wanted to talk about. One, how did she know that someone had accessed it? Because there wasn't theft. There wasn't any money missing. Like, I don't know who's logged on to my bank account. I don't know the last time my wife checked my joint checking. Like, what was the, I guess when they call it a crime, what, am I dumb for not seeing the crime here? Like, what did?
No, you're kind of dumb for not understanding what you just read. Her wife had information about her spending. So if someone is asking you, well, I know you spent $230 on a pair of jeans last week, Phil. By the way, those are lovely jeans, and I understand why you spent $230 on them. You would go, well, how the hell did you know that? You weren't there. So then what are the reasons that someone could possibly know that? Having access to your banking information and your tally of all the things. Everything I buy, which is not that many things, shows up on my bank statement.
Yeah, the important context with this story is that she and her wife are having a very, very messy separation. And they were raising her wife's very young son together. And McClain's argument is she was checking up on the finances to make sure the boy was being taken care of properly. And so she did. She knew about purchases that were being made, and she was talking to her about them. And so she, you know, her wife or her estranged wife obviously was like, wait a minute, how do you know how much money I'm spending on things? And so she called the bank and said, you know, who has had access to my account? And lo and behold, one of the computers that accessed it was a NASA computer.
More also importantly, outside of the context of the story, I just got to call Phil dumb, which was... this is important to this whole
thing. It's going to be a reoccurring theme every
no,
segment
Phil,
you're on.
That's not why you're dumb. This is why you're dumb.
Okay, now it's all starting to make sense. But I guess I'm defending the ex here. I mean, she doesn't have a leg to stand on. I mean, literally, you can't stand on your legs in space because you're floating. No, seriously.
Which what ex? Right, they're both exes.
What
so we
right
need
does
to...
McClain have to complain? She was in space for months. I mean, you can't really complain what your ex is doing as far as what they're spending their money on. I mean, you can't provide for the child. You can't take your kid to space.
I think you can if there is a, an alimony agreement, child support, and that money is supposed to be going towards specific things, and you are able to find out that it's not. However, if you're able to find out that it's not illegally, that brings up a whole other problem. Right. If you're giving your former spouse $10,000 a month, just to throw a random figure out there, and that's supposed to be going towards the child, and you know what their income is other than that, and you see what they're spending on, and it's not stuff for the child, then I could see how that would be a concern. The fact that she doesn't have custody doesn't make any difference on that.
And the astronaut's ex-spouse, her parents actually put forth a second complaint that alleged that McClain was trying to gather evidence to get custody over the boy because they're still in the middle of their separation. They have not completely divorced yet, and they were co-parenting the child, which is her ex-wife's child biologically.
Right.
And so there is some contention about custody. And so, you know, that's sort of the allegation on the other side is, oh, well, she wanted to see that she wasn't, you know, financially caring for the child so that she could have fodder in a custody battle, allegedly.
Well, in her defense, you know, there's not a lot to do in space. I mean, she's got a lot of time on her hands.
And in her defense as well, whose jurisdiction does that fall under? Because, I mean, if you kill someone in international waters, you kind of go free. Space? Right. Who?
The International Space Station actually does have an agreement and a policy for that, and it is that property and people are under the jurisdiction of the country of origin. And so if McClain actually is guilty of this alleged identity theft, she would be prosecuted under United States law, even though it happened in space.
Huh.
I think the most interesting thing about this, though, is it's really the weirdest diehard spinoff ever. Because when you hear the name McClain and you realize, like, oh, it's going to be a great action flick, a story filled with danger and exploding buildings.
Espionage.
Nope, just two women arguing over a bank account and a space station. It's
divorces are really ugly no matter where they happen.
Lazy hacking writing.
Not just here on Earth.
Also in space.
Space.
In space.
Where no one can hear you scream, but they can figure out what you've been doing on your computer, dumbass.
I got the perfect name for the book. Space Invaders. Wasn't that already a video game? The question I am asking you is, that's crazy. That is some crazy shit, right? So what is other crazy shit our exes have done? Eric, you've dated
individually?
Successfully maybe three women in your life, right?
Well, I mean, I'm married, so at least one, right?
At least one was goodly enough to go out with you. No, seriously, you ever had an ex do crazy stuff?
You mean after we split up? After we weren't seeing each other?
Yeah, we'll take before or after or during.
I had a first date where at the end she asked, okay, so when are you going to come with me to meet my parents? On a first date.
The end
I
was of like, the first date? Wow.
And it wasn't a first date that went particularly well. It was just like, it was all right, I guess. And then she was like, when are you going to come to meet my parents? I was like, well, never.
I
don't know if it was really liking me or just like, well, anybody will do. I'll take this guy.
Your bank account.
I've had a couple who set up fake social media accounts to contact me and try to get things. And it was pretty easy to figure out who they were because they were asking me things and saying things that I was like, oh, there's only one or two people that know about this and I know who they are. So I've had fake social media accounts set up. I wouldn't say to stalk
me. Wait, what kind of crap were they trying to get from you? Were they asking you, like, do you happen to have a blue sweatshirt with University of Michigan on it?
No, it would be things like, you know, something like, you know, what if I told the Navy about what you did at blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, okay, well, I know exactly who this is that would be trying to get me in trouble for something.
Oh, like, trying to extort you.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, not even extort me, but just like threaten in a way that I'm like, yeah, okay, go ahead and tell. What would happen if I told the Navy that? And I looked at them and said, like, nothing. So you go right ahead and tell them. That's really the craziest thing. I haven't had anything crazy other than that. I did. Oh, I take that back. I had one crazy person tell me that I might be a father.
Oh, pulled the baby daddy thread
you
on you.
Yeah, but then I did the math and was like, eh, it's not possible. So bye-bye. That's gone. Like I,
science on your side.
I was, because they gave me like a birth date and I was like, well, let's see. I had been out of the country for 16 months prior to that and hadn't seen you for 20 months. So I don't know. Unless I made a donation to one of those facilities that I was unaware of, I'm pretty sure that I'm not the father. And also, Maury records his show in my hometown, so we could always just go there and figure it out for real, and they didn't take me.
Missed opportunity. Offer. Eric should have played that all the way to the end. You should have gone on to Maury just so you can Maury, get the manila envelope in the last 6 minutes of the show.
This ain't about me. This is about my kids, so why don't you quit being an amateur?
Who's that? I can't deal.
They do.
When it comes to one-year-old Khalees, Jose, you are not.
See, you guys have beautiful women from other countries following you on social media. The rest of the ladies in the office have unsolicited penis pictures sent to us. So I think we
Phil, win. Are you still doing that?
It's not me. No, tell me about the random Johnson pictures. No, is that the craziest thing an ex has done? Or
that's not a thing an ex has done.
Exes. That's I hope not. Well, it'd be really easy to tell who was sending those. Like, is not someone you know.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. They all look alike, Eric.
Well, no, not quite. But not something that an ex has done, but something, you know, when you exist as a woman on the internet, men just feel like they can send you, you know.
So that's actually happened.
And you'd think it would have to be something really impressive that you were incredibly proud of to send that unsolicited to people.
Nope.
And oh boy, that is not the case, let me tell you.
That's really? Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about this? Not much.
Don't think about like, that much at all.
How do you respond to something like that?
I have a journalist friend that I will not name who a few times in response to the unsolicited penis photos that she has received, she has sent other ones back.
That's a good way to do it.
Sorry.
I thought this was a thing we were doing now. I mean,
just be like, nice. Hey, check this one out. Send it back. Like, maybe it just turns into a whole thing.
Are we not discussing?
Oh, no, I love it. And then can you imagine the shame the sender feels when he receives it back? And it's like, okay.
Oh yeah, you've got to top the one before. That's the game, right?
I'm just glad to hear it's not Phil doing that anymore, because when he sent the one to me, I was like, this is really inappropriate. But thank you for thinking of me, I guess.
Well,
but
we don't
let's
currently
not do
have
again.
On-site HR, so it's
okay. Yeah.
No, right. All right, we'll wrap with the craziest thing an ex has ever done in my life. And
yes, please.
I was once
dated you.
Yeah. She agreed to go out with me. No, I was in a lovely amorous relationship with a young woman in New England when I worked radio up there.
Creep, why'd you just describe a relationship as amorous? I just got an image of Rachel Dratch and Will Ferrell sitting in a hot tub as lovers. We're amorous. Don't let it offend you. Don't let it surprise you.
We are free spirited here in the hot tub. Yeah. So we'd been together for a little bit, a few months. And I don't know at what point it was apparent to her that I had some other interests and that word got out about those. But I invited her over for dinner one night. And I started cooking, and we were going to have a nice dinner and talk about things and get some wine going. And she went straight to the kitchen, and she's like, so, this is where you had dinner, huh? Is this where you had dinner with your girlfriend? And then she went into the cabinets and started pulling out plates one by one and smashing them on the ground. Yeah, you think I wouldn't find out? I got one for you. Okay, you're not going to have dinner with her anymore because you won't have to eat on.
Good for her.
Was she from Long Island? What was that accent that you were doing? Because if that's a Long Island accent, I'm going to tell my wife, who's a Long Island native, and you might not be allowed back into our house, Phil.
I'm just saying, man.
Well, he probably shouldn't be allowed back in now that you know that he did that to that poor girl.
Yeah, sure.
The heart that's wants the what reason. The heart wants, okay? Look, I can see it on both sides, you know? On one hand, you know, I was in this relationship, and on the other hand, I my dance card wasn't full that night. I can see it on... Poor Anne McLean here, Lieutenant Colonel Anne McLean. I mean,
She just wants to be a good parent, but she's stuck in space, so she's just checking the bank account to make sure.
Spying on her ex.
You know what I think this story illustrates? It's something that's important for everyone, not just veterans, but everyone to hear and understand. There are batshit crazy people in every walk of life. You think of astronauts as Neil Armstrong, you know, quietly going up to the moon, not really talking about it much when he came back. We think of astronauts as these above and beyond people. No, we've got this one. We've got that other crazy pants that drove from Texas to Florida using adult diapers so she didn't have to stop to try to murder her, the guy she was sleeping with's wife. And now we've got this one hacking bank accounts from space. Which it just goes to show you, doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter what walk of life you're in, Navy SEAL, Green Beret, astronaut, senator, congress member, whatever, there are just going to be insane, crazy weirdos who do dumb things no matter what.
Amen. You know what I heard from that, Bill?
What?
You should run for Congress.
I love it.
As long as it's not my district, you go right ahead.
Awesome. I don't know. I think Fredericksburg could use you.
Amen. All right. Well, I want to hear more from you on another episode. Eric Dame, CBSIN veterans, always a pleasure to have you in. Abby Bennett, I'm sorry about the pictures being sent to you on the phone. We'll talk after the podcast.
I appreciate that, Phil. Have to be, it would have to be something really impressive that you were incredibly proud of to send that unsolicited to people. Nope. And oh boy, that is not the case, let me tell you.